I heard a sound this week that I hadn't heard in a while. It goes a little bit like this. Construction. Well, this week I've been hearing it as the builders got back to work on some projects this week. Now, I'm sure in their excitement to get back to work, they first checked over the blueprints and looked at the plans to make sure that what they were building was the right thing in the right place. God willing, at some stage in the next few weeks, we will be allowed to resume our church services and we will start rebuilding what eventually we will call normal church life. But as we prepare for that, now is the perfect time for us to check over the blueprints, to look at God's plan and His design for church. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to do this by looking in the Bible to find the answers to six essential questions about church. And the first one we're going to look at today, very simply, is what is church? Now, there's lots of places in the Bible that talk about church, but I want to start us off by looking at Ephesians chapter 2. If you have a Bible, you might like to look at it, but it's Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verses 17 through to 22. Christ Jesus came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him both have access to the Father by the one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. In the Bible, the word church is a translation of the Greek word ecclesia, which simply means gathering. Church is a gathering of God's people. Through Jesus' death and his resurrection, we have been rescued from sin and brought in to a relationship with God and with each other. Church is about people who have assembled in response to God's call. It's used both in the big way to refer to the universal church, the worldwide, all-time people that have been saved by God, but also to smaller individual local congregations. Now, we use the word church in lots of ways, and that's okay because that's how our language works. But it's important that we understand that when the Bible talks about church, it doesn't mean a building. Church is about people, not the building that they meet in. Not once in the New Testament does the Bible use the word church to describe a building. It's great that we have these buildings that we can meet in, and they are beautiful and they're important to us for lots of reasons, and they hold some special memories. But there's nothing inherently special or holy about the building. It's just a place for us to meet. In the Old Testament, God's Spirit used to live in the temple in Jerusalem. But in the New Testament, we see that the fullness of God dwelt in his Son, Jesus. And now through him, his Spirit lives in us, the people of his church. The Holy Spirit lives in every individual believer. But when we gather together in the name of Jesus, God dwells among us and we can experience his presence in a very special way. So the church is not a building, the church is the people, because that is where God's presence is. Church is not a building and church is not a service either. Church is not just something we do for an hour on a Sunday morning. That is just the corporate worship of the church. Church is not about where we go or about what we do. Church is who we are. And that's what has made the last couple of months so difficult. It's not that our building has been closed or that our service is online, but that we can't physically meet together. But even though we haven't been able to physically meet together as the church, we haven't ceased to be the church. Because church is always more than a physical gathering of people. It is being the people that have been gathered by God. The Bible uses lots of images to describe what the church is like. And they all have this idea of closeness and connectedness with Christ and with each other. We're the building of God. We're the temple of God. We're the body of Christ. We're the bride of Christ. All about intimacy with God and with each other. And while we are physically separated, we are still spiritually connected. And just let that sink in for a moment. As you sit there on your couch watching this today, you are spiritually connected with the other members of St. Andrew's, but also with other Christians up and down this country, with Christians all over the world, with those that are able to be in buildings, people that are meeting in cathedrals, people that are meeting in homes, people that are meeting under trees or in prisons, and even spiritually connected with those that are worshiping God with the angels in heaven. We are physically separated, but we are spiritually together. Our separation is physical, but it's not spiritual, and it is temporary, not permanent. Church is eternal. A service may last an hour and a half. A building might last a couple hundred years, but the church will exist forever. We are in just such a strange moment in history, and we at this moment are physically separated from Christ and physically separated from each other. Soon we will be physically, we pray, back together again. But one day we will be physically with each other and with Christ forever. Church is made up of people. Not perfect people, just normal people. Men and women, young and old, rich and poor, people from different countries, cultures and backgrounds, people with worries, doubts, questions, people with illnesses, hurts, grief, a community full of differences and struggles to overcome that have gathered together by the love of God, called to love one another. For the last few weeks, people keep on asking me, when will church be open again? But if we understand that church is about people, then the answer is church has never been closed. From Eden to eternity, God is constantly building his church. And as we look forward to being back in our building, worshiping together in person, we need to know that then, as much as now, and forever, we are the church of Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we are no longer strangers, but that now we belong in your family through Christ Jesus, our cornerstone. Build us up together in him. Grow our love for each other as we worship you. Holy Spirit, come and dwell in us. Make us one, now and forever. Amen.